Intervju Radija Študent. V ponedeljek 27. julija se v Novem mestu začenja že 9. edicija festivala Fotopub, ki je namenjen širokem krogu privržencev dokumentarne fotografije. Na eni strani je to izobraževalna in strokovna manifestacija za fotografe, ki se lahko do 1. avgusta udeležijo intenzivnih delavnic pod mentorstvom mednarodno proslavljenih strokovnjakov. Na drugi strani je na ogled 5 razstav, ki bodo odprte vse do 15. avgusta. O letošnjem festivalu Fotopub v Novem mestu smo se pogovarjali s Krisom Debodijem, programskim direktorjem zadnjih 2 prireditev, neumornim popotnikom in fotoreporterjem.
Fotopub is starting on Monday. So is there any special opening, special event for the opening of the festival for this year on Monday?
Well, we have all the students coming in on Monday. Following the workshops, so we will greet them, and there will be an opening lecture by a photographer. He is half Turkish, half from the Netherlands, and he will do this lecture, and I will greet everybody. But the most special night of Fotopub will be on Thursday. Then it's a really that's the hot night when everybody should be there.
You're now the art director of Fotopub for the second time, I believe. So last year when we spoke, you promised for this year to have like stronger program and even more like referential big names of photography. So are you satisfied with the program for this year?
Absolutely. No, we have a great program, and we have I can say like a superstar photographer who is doing the masterclass. He is coming from Spain. His name is Pep Bonet, and he won so many awards. I can almost not count them anymore, and he's making really interesting work, and I'm really, really, really happy that he's here. And apart from that, we have photographers in our exhibitions from all over the world, from Peru to Bangladesh, and down south, up north, east, west. I want to make this festival an event where the spectator can really meet photographers from places where they have never seen photography from coming. And that's the most interesting about this year's festival. I present photographers from the USA, but also like I said, from Bangladesh, and I want to try to find out if photography is a global language, or maybe it's not, you know, and that's the big question of this year's Fotopub. We were always talking about sending Western photographers to Africa, but now I show the African photographer, for example, or, you know, or somebody from India or Indonesia. What are the local talents producing in their own country? Are they able to get closer to the matter than we Western photographers will be able to? You know, these are the questions that I raise, and that will make this Fotopub really interesting to come and visit. Yeah.
So we could say that this is somehow the general topic of whole festival, like photography as a global language.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. There will be also a debate about this, and you can question, you know, this if photography is a global language. Everybody gets inspired by other people, and I think that most people from Africa and South America and Asia, they were previously inspired by Western photography, because there it all happens first, right? Photography. But I believe that every photographer is an individual, and everybody speaks his own language. And for me, it's really interesting to find out if the handwriting can be seen from a Bangladeshi photographer, or from a photographer from Peru, or, you know, that's very interesting. And It's an interesting discussion, I think. Maybe it is true that photography is a global language, and that it doesn't matter anymore where you come from, because the world is now with the internet, and everybody is connected to each other. Everybody's got access to all media. You know, the world has become smaller, but maybe it hasn't. You know, maybe these photographers from these remote areas develop their own language, and that's an interesting question. We will discuss this question. Yeah. And the material what you see in the exhibitions, and also the mentors who are coming to the workshops, I think they will inspire people. And I really believe it has become a really strong rooted festival, our photo pop in Novo Mesto. Yeah, it's growing. Yeah, it's going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know, one technical question about the sponsors. I know that you managed to keep the main sponsor from last year, but did this like frightening recession also affect PhotoPub for this year, affect program in any sense?
It doesn't really affect our program, but what we noticed is that the budget is getting tighter, and we had to be really inventive to get an equal program like the years before. And yes, it's true. Some sponsors turned down their assets. You know, they gave us less money basically. And maybe there are a little few less students coming to the workshops, but still we have quite a big audience coming. And what is also very nice that it's the international audience is growing in PhotoPub. So what maybe the Slovene part is waiting to come, right? Because maybe it's too expensive to come, because everybody suffers, huh? And then I can understand that there is an influx coming from abroad. And I know, for example, that people from other countries are coming to visit us to have their portfolio reviewed, or they are interested to see the lectures and the exhibition. So it kind of balances out. But there were some points in the preparation that we thought, geez, how are we going to fix this? Yeah, true. No, it is getting a little bit harder. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I think we managed. Yeah.
And from which countries mostly the participants are coming? From the neighbor countries or also from faraway countries?
We have people from the UK coming, from England, and from the Netherlands there are people coming. There are people coming from Italy. I believe there are Czech people coming. And of course, most of the people come from Slovenia. But you know what? And that's a really interesting development. We have this Nikon Thursday Award, right? And we have entries from Costa Rica to China, from South Africa to England. We have, I think, 14 different nationalities entering for the Nikon Thursday Awards, and which is great, because this means that this award's getting stronger and stronger and gets more meaningful. Because last year, I think, there were only, two or three people from abroad submitting, and so that has also really grown, and I'm really happy about that.
So yeah. A lot of work for the commission.
I guess so. Yeah, and really strong work. No, the level is extremely high. That makes also the Thursday so such an interesting night to come and see. It will be amazing. Yeah.
So last year in the interview you mentioned that most of the participants on the workshops are not pretentious, and most of them are not about to become professionals. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, a little bit more general question, where is like photojournalism stands today?
I think that the photojournalism and the storytelling, and we have to make clear that this festival is about storytelling. So the people visiting us here are more documentary photographers. And there's a big difference between press photography and documentary photography. And what we notice in the country I come from, from Holland, and I have, my agency is in England, we feel that there is still money available to produce stories, but it's kind of switching from print media to, for example, more to web-based stories, the internet, museums who are buying work, organizations who give assignments to photographers. So I'm not pessimistic at all about documentary photography, but I know that the press photography is under a lot of pressure, and also the stock photography, for example. You know, normally in my paycheck, I got for a picture, which I sold two or three times, you get like, let's say fictive amount of money, let's say 100 euros. And now that will be down to maybe 20 euros. And with the Getty and the Corbis, you know, these really big players on the market, that they give photography for free. Huh? So, it's absolutely difficult. So people who are really depending on the stock photography, yeah, they suffer really serious blows in their income. And but that's popular. It's a different ball game. We, as documentary photographers, I think that we have a pretty prosperous future, and there are a lot of debates going on about this, and discussions amongst photographers, and we have to be inventive. You know, maybe the solution is that newspapers that they start to collaborate with other organizations to make stories possible. If they can finance it themselves, maybe they should find a partner, maybe a museum, or maybe an NGO, or maybe, you know, something else, to create a basis where photography can still prosper. Mm-hmm. But it's true, you know, everybody has got a camera nowadays. And the civil journalism, as you can call it, people with their mobile phones taking pictures all the time, from every occasion, they become competitors in the market too. And also the writing journalists taking pictures during the interviews or at news happenings. These developments are also very threatening for our profession as photographers. So it's not only the maybe it's not only recession, it's also it's becoming more democratic, the whole medium. You know, everybody can join almost in producing their news, or it's becoming more also public affair. And I'm not against it, but we should keep in mind that photographers are people who are specialized in what they do, and that it requires talent and education to become a photographer. So I think, I'm not pessimistic. No, we're still alive and kicking, absolutely.
Of course.
Yep.
you mentioned museums and art market and art system. So do you think that, as I noticed, documentary photography also managed to breakthrough into the art system, to the art mm-hmm. festivals. So do you believe that this will increase in coming years?
I think so, yes. Because the art world has got another source of where they get their budget from. And you feel that the documentary photography is getting a place in this art world, but I think that the documentary photography can have a journalistic basis or an art basis, and then we here at Photopop and myself, as being a photographer, we are more we have more a journalistic gut. You know, I want, for example, I want to photograph something which is urgent. You know, it needs to be told, and I'm not very interested in the photographing. I call it one example. Last was someone who photographed in Amsterdam the hair under a woman's armpits. You know, totally stupid. For me, that's an outrageous subject to photograph, and there was a budget for that. Photographing laundry on lines. There's a budget for that, but that comes from the art world. And what I would like is that some of that money pours also into the other part of documentary photography. And at this moment, that's in Holland and also in other countries, that's a big issue.
Let's go back to the festival.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
One of the workshops will be held by Steve Forrest, mm-hmm. the photographer who had this nice exhibition last year about the surveillance cameras, I believe.
Yeah.
Who is claiming that documentary photography should be objective. I want to ask you if this is possible at all. I mean, if somebody who is author of the photographs could be, can be objective at all. I mean, yeah. It's always some sort of subjectivity in that.
Yeah, true. Well, Steve and I, we differ in opinion on that. And I think that the documentary photography should have the identity of the photographer, and that the photographer is the author of his work. And that we are looking at work which comes from a certain perspective. And I believe that it's very, very difficult to make photography which is totally unbiased. There's always the personality of the photographer in the picture. That's also with Steve's pictures. Steve's pictures are Steve's pictures, and they're not mine, and you can see that. So I believe, but that's my personal opinion, is that documentary photography, to survive, it is kind of needed that you can see the personality and the point of view of the storyteller. I think, and that's I think that's already happening. So yeah, and that draws it a little bit closer to contemporary art also, huh? That bridges the gap a little bit. You know, if your work becomes more personal, it makes it also, I believe, more interesting to look at, because aren't people getting so tired of all these pictures every day in the newspaper, which are only registering events? And they turn the page because it doesn't touch them anymore. Mm-hmm. I want photography to be closer. You know, that you get emotion by it, or you know that you feel something, and that I think that's a strong point of photography. Mm-hmm. I'm not against Photoshop, for example. Not in the means that you add stuff or that you take items away from the picture. You don't touch the content of the picture, but you can make things with a bit more contrast, or you can make it a little bit more dramatic if that is in your character as a photographer. I can name a few names of photographers which are so dominant in their style of photography, such a personal style. You know, if we don't allow that anymore, you know, if there's some Photoshop police coming and say like, oh, stop it, you cannot use Photoshop anymore because, you know, it's not ethical anymore. Yeah, I would probably stop, because I think that's also part of the photography. It's, yeah, but these are all very deeply rooted discussions going on in photography right now.
Yeah,
but I got a strong opinion about it. Yeah.
PhotoPAP is really one of the few festivals in this area, in the Eastern, Southeastern Europe. I mean, one of the few documentary photo festivals. Do you see any progress in the production in this area?
Well, what I would like to see more is the people coming from over the border. For example, people from Croatia or people from Austria and Italy. It's all so close, And I like to see people from Bosnia, from Kosovo, from Hungary. That could be better, I think. That could be a lot better. And but what I see is that we are being noticed. We did quite some advertising, you could say, or posting messages on blogs, on social networks, like we were using Twitter and Facebook. And you have these websites for photographers and blogs. We posted a lot of messages on this festival, and we get response from that. I think that's why for the Nikon Thursday Award we have people competing from Costa Rica and China, you know, and from all these other countries. So, but I'd like to search it also and find it closer to home. Yeah, get the real talents from Slovenia or from Croatia, because we have a lot to offer. And I also said that to you last year. We have a really, really strong, we can put on a really strong program. And what I found out also for this year, people like to come. You know, people like to teach. People like to, like Pep Bonnet. He's a star. And he's a very busy guy, but he'd love to come. So, yeah, we can get a lot of big names to here. So, yeah, people come because it's good. Yeah.
Intervju je pripravil Miha Colner. Intervju Radija Študent.